Don't tell me that you're actually still scared to climb up here. Come on. Take my hand. Come on, take it. There you go. It's sturdy, I promise. There. Look, you did it. I'm so proud. I have to admit, though, it's a little bit smaller than I remember it being. Well, we were in high school the last time we came up to this treehouse. Don't you remember? Yeah. It's when you snuck out of your mom's house because she was pissed about you being late for graduation, and I think that we drank a couple beers. Oh, I'm really glad that we decided to hang out again. No, the hike was really nice. It feels like it's a lot shorter than it used to be. That's true. We did used to dawdle and cry and whine about how many hills there were. It does do me a world of good also knowing that I can still kick your ass. You always were, I don't know, a bit hesitant about climbing up here, and more so now. Come on, we're not that old. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, trust me, I remember. It was after prom, and the guy that I went with dumped me directly after, but you and I came up here that night too. Yep. I'm pretty sure that's the night that we almost kissed. I'm sorry. Did you think that I had forgotten about it? No. That is firmly planted at the front and center of my brain. It's one of those things from being a teenager that you think about at like 3 a.m. when you're laying in bed, that woulda, coulda, shoulda thing. Yeah. So what? You don't think about it? Right. So that's why it was your idea to hike up here. Look, I get my steps in anyway. I work out every single day. I could probably bench you if I wanted to. That's besides the point, though. This was your idea to come up here today. So, why did you? I have to admit, that does make sense. It is really nice up here, and who knows how long this treehouse is actually going to stand. So, that's a good point, but there seems like there's another reason. What did you. Shit. No, don't stop. I don't think I was actually expecting you to go through with that. Pleasantly, surprised though. Can I tell you something? I have been waiting half of my life for you to finally grow a pair and do that. It's true. You thought I was going to make the first move all those years ago, but I would wait on you. Besides, that was way more romantic than you doing it 15 years ago. All the way up here. What are you gonna do with me? We're in the middle of the woods. No one's around. It's a gorgeous day. In a treehouse that we used to have so many unresolved sexual tension moments, and you aren't going to fuck me? I might have to take those kisses back. Okay. I won't take your kisses back, but I still. still think you should fuck me. Mm-hmm. The shorts do come off, you know. Bet I'll probably leave the hiking boots on. Oh. Doesn't seem like you don't like the idea of that. Is that one of your kinks? Here, help me get all this shit off. Ooh, this is a big moment, you know. I've always wondered what's underneath. Here. You're so hard. I guess I was right about all that unresolved sexual tension. We have a bunch, don't we? Don't worry. There's no one up here. And even if there was, are you really that scared about getting caught? The risk is a little bit fun, don't you think? Come on. My pussy is so hungry to have your cock inside of it. I'm obsessed with you. I adore you. I even maybe kind of love you. But what I love even more is the thought about having you deep inside of me. I want it. Why don't you pin me up against this wall, and I hope it doesn't break, and fuck my brains out. Wow. Do you want me to beg for it? Please. Please let me guide this cock of yours inside of me so I can feel you. Those hot yoga classes have made me so flexible. Fuck. I've wanted this for so long. So fucking long. Oh my god. Oh, I could cry from happiness. Finally getting to feel with you, like, inside of me. So good. We have so much time to catch up on. Harder. Fuck me harder. My bestie wants all of your cum. Yeah. Perfect chest, like I knew you would. Oh, that's the spine right there. Oh my god. Come over here. Yes. Don't stop. Yeah. Oh, and you should come. Please. Come in. Oh my god. A gentleman. Oh god. What? You're such an asshole. Yes, that was the best platonic fuck I've ever had in my life. But if you think that was actually platonic, you're insane. Well, I can finally knock that one off my bucket list. What? You never had fuck your best friend in the treehouse that you guys used to come to all the time? Oddly specific, but kind of wholesome in a way. What? Maybe. Maybe not. Okay, yeah. I did mean it. I do love you. And I have the suspicion that you love me too. Good. Now, you have lots of lost time to make up for. I think we should get dressed and head back. Well, you need to take me on a non-platonic date now.